Hi, and welcome to Show Tunes with Kate Botello from Interlochen Public Radio. Coming up, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, Mama Issues, and at intermission, a bouquet of famous roses. Lights are dimming in our virtual house, the curtain's coming up, so please turn off your cell phones and identify the fire exit nearest you. Even though this is radio, it's always good to know where the fire exit is. Tonight's overture and finale come from the longest-running show in history, Tom Jones and Harvey Schmidt's The Fantastics, which opened off-Broadway in 1960 and ran for, wait for it, 42 years. This is the original recording from our vinyl vault. That was the overture to The Fantastics, performed 17,162 times in its original run. If you're not a New Yorker, there are several ways to catch a glimpse of a Broadway show. If you're lucky, you can catch it on tour, or you can watch the Tony Awards on TV. The other big way most people see a snippet of Broadway is by catching a few numbers on the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade broadcast. This year, the parade will feature numbers from Something Rotten, School of Rock, which is getting its own float, Finding Neverland, and The Wiz, which will be performed live on NBC this December. Let's start with Something Rotten, in which two brothers, Nick and Nigel Bottom, try to figure out how to compete with that Shakespeare guy. The prophet Nostradamus tells them the way of the future will be this newfangled thing called a musical. And after that, a substitute teacher, the so-called Mr. Schneebly, an out-of-work musician, is grossly unqualified to give regular lessons. He is, however, uniquely qualified to start a band.
What the hell are musicals?
It appears to be a play where the dialogue stops and the plot is conveyed through song.
Through song?
Yes.
Wait, so an actor is saying his lines and then out of nowhere he just starts singing?
Yes.
Well, that is the stupidest thing that I have ever heard. You're doing a play, got something to say, so you sing it? It's absurd! Who on earth is going to sit there while an actor breaks into song? What possible thought could the audience think other than this is horribly wrong?
Remarkably, they won't think that.
Seriously? Why not?
Because it's a musical, a musical, and nothing's as amazing as a musical, with song and dance and sweet romance and happy endings happening by happenstance. Bright lights, stage fights, and a dazzling chorus. You want to be great, then you gotta create a musical.
don't know. I find it hard to believe people would actually pay to see something like this.
Let's just say it's a Saturday night and you want to go out on the town. Got a lady to flatter who might give it up if you don't let her down. You could go see a tragedy, but that wouldn't be very fun. Or a play from Greek mythology, see a mother have sex with her son.
Ugh.
You could go see a drama with all of that trauma and pain. Or go see something more relaxing and less taxing on the brain. Go see a musical, a puppy piece releasing all your bluesicles, where crooners croon a catchy tune, and limber leggy ladies thrill you till you swoon. Oozahs, big applause, and a standing ovation.
The future is bright if you could just write a musical.
Some make you happy, some make you sad. Some are quite big, some quite small. Some are too long, some are just plays with song. Some musicals have no talking at all.
No talking at all?
That's right, there's no talking. All of the dialogue is sung in a very dramatic fashion.
Really?
Yes, really.
There's no talking.
There's no talking. And they often stay on one note for a very long time, so that when they change to a different note, you notice. And it's supposed to create a dramatic effect, but mostly you just sit there asking yourself, why aren't they talking?
Sounds miserable.
I believe it's pronounced miserable.
And people actually like this?
No, they love it. And what's not to love? It's such a delight. There's nothing quite like a musical. Oh, another vision. I haven't even told you the best part yet. Feel that fascinating rhythm moving to your feet.
What is that?
Feel your ass gyrating to that titillating beat.
Okay?
You slap your lap, then finger snap. That's when you know it's time to tap.
Oh! What the hell are you doing now?
It's called a dance break. Apparently, this happens in musicals as well. People on stage just burst into spontaneous dance.
Why? Does it advance the plot?
No!
Advance character?
Not necessarily.
Then why do it?
Because it's entertaining! It's a musical, a susical, no, a musical with girls on stage.
A musical.
We've got snappy repartee, and the women are risque, and the chorus boys are kind of gay.
A musical.
A true blue new
musical.
Stand back! It's a musical.
Some musicals are very serious.
A big glittering music hall. A music hall.
It's a music hall for us.
A big and shiny, mighty, finey, glitter, glitz, and chorus liney. Bob your head and shake your hiney.
Musical.
No kidding!
A musical. What could be more amazing than a musical with song and dance and sweet romance? And with a musical, we might have half a chance.
Oozahs, big applause, with everyone cheering for us.
Little Miss Sunshine, how come none of you told me you could play music?
What difference does it make?
What difference? I thought you all were a bunch of little... But now I know that you're soul brothers and soul sisters. You, Zach, you ever play electric guitar?
No, my dad won't let me.
Oh, really?
He thinks it's a waste of time.
Oh, yeah? Well, let's waste that time together, shall we?
Take a hold of your axe and try to pluck out this riff.
That's good. That's good.
Now let your shoulders relax. You don't want to be so stiff.
Already better.
Yeah. Keep on going. Don't stop. Take it over the top. Squeeze out every last drop. Make each note really pop. Give it one final whop. And yes, you're in the band.
You. What is your name?
Katie.
Katie.
Turn a cello.
Band.
I need a couple of roadies.
come in on G. Yeah, just like that, exactly like that. Zach, my man, look at me. Crunchy chords high up on G. Just like, yeah, that's exactly what I'm looking for. All right, Lawrence, take me to the moon, baby! Yes, ladies, look at me and do everything I do. Watch.
Congratulations, you're in the band. Andrew Lloyd Webber returns to Broadway with lyricist Glenn Slater and a new musical based on Richard Linklater's 2003 movie School of Rock. Before that, Nostradamus tells the dubious Bottom Brothers about this whole musical thing in Something Rotten. Now, that piece is riddled with Broadway parodies. Give it another listen sometime and see if you can identify them all. Up next on our parade route, a lovely ballad from another musical built from a movie, in this case, Finding Neverland from 2004, about J.M. Barrie and the family that inspired Peter Pan. Then we'll hear the original vinyl recording of a show that'll be performed live on NBC in December. Premiering in 1974, we'll hear a number from the super soul musical Wonderful Wizard of Oz, otherwise known as The Wiz.
When did life become so complicated? Years of too much thought and time I wasted. And in each line upon my face is proof I fought and lived another day. When did life become this place of madness? Drifting on an empty sea of waves of sadness. I make believe I'm in control and dream it wasn't all my fault. When your feet don't touch the ground and your world's turned upside down, yet it's safe in this place above the clouds. When your feet don't touch the earth, you can't feel the things that hurt, and you're free. There's no need to come down.
Day just feels a little longer. Why am I the only one not getting stronger? Running round pretending life's a play. It doesn't make the darkness go away. I may be young, but I can still remember feeling full of joy, crying tears of laughter. Now all my tears are all cried out. Make believe, but count me out. 'Cause my feet are on the ground, and the inner voice I found tells the truth. And there's no use if your head's in the clouds.
I was once like you, life was a maze. I couldn't find my way out. But what I say is true, you'll amazed. Make believe I knew, but find out that it's true.
I know what is true.
When your feet don't touch the ground, and your voice won't make a sound, here it
tells the truth.
In this place,
there's an
above the clouds.
King's Wicked Witch Eveline sang Don't Nobody Bring Me No Bad News from Charlie Small's 1974 The Wiz, a reimagining of The Wizard of Oz. Before that, Matthew Morrison and young Aidan Jem sang When Your Feet Don't Touch the Ground from the new musical Finding Neverland, based on the semi-biographical novel about J.M. Barrie and the family that inspired Peter Pan. That was our preview of the musicals to be featured on the Macy's Parade this Thanksgiving Day. I don't know about you, but I'm always excited for my yearly sneak peek at the new Broadway shows. Now, since Eveline didn't want to hear any bad news, how about something from Good News? The show was written in 1927, the same year Showboat came out, by B.G. DeSilva and Lou Brown. It was revamped in 1993 with the addition of a couple of famous numbers, including the tune we're about to hear. Then we'll keep things roaring 20s-ish with a delightfully odd little number from the 1953 movie version of The Bandwagon. That show premiered on Broadway in 1931.
Come on, Bobby. This is the first time I've been without a boyfriend since I've been out of long skirts.
Babe, why do you want me? I'm only a substitute on the football team. I'm not handsome, and all my money's tied up in IOUs. The whole $4.
I don't want a rich man. I don't want a handsome man. I don't want a clever man.
You want me.
Right. Listen, big boy. Now that I got you made, goodness, but I'm afraid something's gonna happen to ya. Listen, big boy. You got me hooked and how? I would die if I should lose you now. Button up your overcoat when the wind is free. Take good care of yourself. You belong to me. Eat an apple every day. Get to bed by three. Take good care of yourself. You belong to me. Be careful crossing streets. Ooh, don't eat meat. Ooh, cut out sweets. Ooh, you'll get a pain and ruin your tum-tum. Keep away from bootleg cooch when you're on a spree. Take good care of yourself. You belong to me.
I think you're a bit nutty, but you do have excellent taste in men. And since you're feeling so romantic, who am I to shatter your dreams? Button up your overcoat when the wind is free. Take good care of yourself, you belong to me. Take along mercurochrome when you climb a tree. Take good care of yourself, you belong to me. Don't sit on hornets' tails, ooh, or on nails, ooh, or third rails. You'll get a pain and ruin your tum-tum. Don't go out with college boys when you're on a spree. Take good care of yourself, you belong to me.
Three little unexpected children simultaneously. The doctor brought us, and you can see that we'll be three forever and A-E. You wouldn't know how agonizing being triple can be. Each one is individually the victim of the clinical day. Every summer we go away to Baden, Baden, Baden. Every winter we come back home to Walla, Walla, Walla. We do everything alike, we look alike. We dress alike, we walk alike, we talk alike, and what is more, we hate each other very much. We hate our folks, we're sick of jokes on what an art it is to tell us apart.
If one of us gets the measles,
another one gets the measles,
then all of us gets the measles, and mumps, and croup. How I wish I had a gun, a widow gun. It would be fun to shoot the other two and be only one.
Mrs. Whiffle-Puffer loves to talk to Mrs. Hildendorfer of the fatal natal day she had her silly willy.
Mrs. Hassen-Cooper loves to talk to Mrs. Goldenwasser of her major operation when she had her twins.
But when Mother comes along, she silences the others. She accomplished something that is very rare in mothers.
MGM has got a Leo, but Mama has got a trio. She is proud, but says three is a crowd. Everything alike, we look alike, we dress alike, we walk alike, we talk alike, and what is more, we hate each other very much. We hate our folks, we're sick of jokes on what an art it is to tell us apart. We eat the same kind of victuals, we drink the same kind of bottles, we sit in the same kind of high chair. Wish I had a gun, a widow gun. It would be fun to shoot the other two and be only one.
A triple dose of sibling rivalry from Fred Astaire, Jack Buchanan, and Nanette Fabre in the 1953 film Of the Bandwagon, with music by Howard Dietz and Arthur Schwartz. Speaking of siblings, Fred Astaire was in the original Broadway run of The Bandwagon with his sister Adele. As far as we know, there are no reports of them wanting to shoot each other. Before that, from the 1993 revamp of Good News, we heard Button Up Your Overcoat. House lights are coming up and curtains coming down, which means it's time for intermission, where you can button up your overcoat, run to the bank of payphones outside the theater, and call your editor, because this week, you get to be a critic. Yeah, I know, everybody's a critic, but today, you have an official gig. You get to choose your favorite from a bouquet of famous roses, specifically, mama roses. Yes, we're talking about Rose Thompson-Hovick, uber stage mother to exotic dancer Gypsy Rose Lee. Now, you remember the 11 o'clock number, right? The great big song that comes right before a show's finale? Well, Stephen Sondheim and Jewel Stein gave us the mother of all 11 o'clock numbers in their 1959 musical, Gypsy. That number is Rose's Turn, where Mama Rose vents most gloriously about her ungrateful children and her future desire for a lifetime of me time. Mama Rose is a powerhouse role played by some of the greatest ladies ever to let it all out on the Broadway stage. And we're asking you to pick your favorite to hear in our next episode. Now, there are so many roses to choose from, but our bouquet has a half dozen of them. Three are Tony winners, three are not, but they're all fabulous. It might be hard to pick the one you like best, but give it your best shot. Okay, here we go. Rose number one is Rose number one, Ethel Merman, the first ever Mama Rose. Here she is, boys. Here she is, world. Here's Rose.
Here she is, boys. Here she is, world. Here's Rose. Curtain up. Light the light.
So there was our first ever Rose, Ethel Merman. She was nominated for the 1960 Tony, but lost out to Mary Martin in The Sound of Music. Now, here's our Rose number two, Angela Lansbury.
You either got it or you ain't. And boys, I got it. You like it? Well, I got it. Some people got it.
Ms. Angela Lansbury won herself the 1975 Tony for Best Actress for her portrayal of Mama. And now, Rose number three, Tony winner for the 1989 revival, Tyne Daly.
This people's got it, and this people's spreading it around. You either have it, or you've had it. Hello, everybody.
That was Tyne Daly with her turn at Rose's Turn. Up next, from the 2003 Broadway revival, Rose number four, Bernadette Peters.
Hold your hats and hallelujah, Mama's gonna show it to ya. Ready or not? Here comes Mama. Mama's talking loud. Mama's doing fine. Mama's getting hot. Mama's going.
Bernadette Peters took her turn as Mama in 2003. She's another Tony nominated Rose, with that year's award going to Marissa Jarrett Winoker for Hairspray. And now, here comes Rose number five, Ms. Betty Buckley.
Mama. Mama's gotta let go. Why did I do it? Why did it get me? Scrapbooks full of me in the background. Give them love and what does it get you? What does it get you? One quick look as each time I leave you. All your life and what does it get you? Thanks a lot, now with the garbage. Cedric Bowser.
Now, there are so many incredible other Roses. Leslie Uggams, Linda Lavin, Bette Midler. But we've only got time for an even half dozen. From the 2008 Broadway revival of Gypsy, here's Rose number six, Ms. Patti LuPone.
I had a dream. I dreamed it for you.
Joan.
It wasn't for me, Herbie. And if it wasn't for me, then where would you be, Miss Gypsy Rose?
Patti LuPone won the Best Actress Tony in 2008 for her portrayal of Mama Rose. Now here's a little trivia about Gypsy. In the play, Rose is called Rose, or Mama, or Madame Rose, but is never actually called Mama Rose. That's just become her popular moniker. Okay, now it's your turn. On the next episode of Show Tunes with Kate Botello, we'll be playing your pick from our bouquet of roses. Who will it be? Ethel? Angela? Tyne? Bernadette? Betty? Or Patty? We'll have clips of our half dozen roses on our website, interlochenpublicradio.org, to help you decide. Just take the poll right there on the page, send an email to ipr@interlochen.org, or call our comment line at 231-276-4444. As Mama Rose would say, sing out, Louise! Cast your vote. Lights are flickering in our virtual lobby, so make note of your vote and head back into the house for Act Two. Now, obviously, Mama Rose is not the first problematic mama in the theater. I mean, if we're talking mommy issues, that stuff goes back to the Greeks and makes great material for people to sing about. So here's a set of tunes from ladies who love their mothers, but find certain things about the relationship to be a little complicated. We'll hear music from Spring Awakening, Flying Colors, and The Rink.
Mama who bore me, Mama who gave me, Mama the angels who made me so sad. Mama who bore me, Mama who gave me, no way to handle things, who made me so sad.
Mother told me so, good little girls should all take care, bad little boys are everywhere, Mother told me so. So I came to know what little things to be aware of, what little things I should take care of, Mother told me so. She gave me many lectures of pitfalls there to be spurned. If it wasn't for her lectures, there's a lot I'd never have learned. Only goes to show my education was to blame. Now I am called a nasty name. Mother told me so. Mother told me so. Told me to mind my P's and Q's. Good little girls have lots to lose. Mother told me so. Misery and woe, I didn't mind my P's and Q's. Good little girl met dirty hooses. Misery and woe. I dearly love my mother, though I was turned from the house. Oh, I dearly love my mother, but I think my father's a louse. Mumsy told me so. She told me all about the stork. She should have told me about New York. I told Mother so.
We're not so very different, you know.
Please.
Well, think about it.
I hate Mr. Whipple.
God, me too. I hate growing older.
Boy, am I with you.
You don't have to be a professor to see the apple doesn't fall very far from the tree.
I hate washing dishes. All that grease.
I hate Mrs. Carlucci. May she rest in peace.
There's more than a few things on which we agree. The apple doesn't fall very far from the tree.
For 9 months,
what?
I carried you under my arm.
Seldom, if ever, apart.
No wonder
I can be annoying, scream and fight.
Sometimes I'm no lady.
Yeah, you got that right.
So the saying is true, look at you, look at me. The apple doesn't fall very far.
Two okay?
We're fabulous. Come on down.
I'll catch you ladies later.
Mm-hmm. Bet. Oh, yes.
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 Me, I like to stroke some big guy's chest.
Especially Italian.
Oh, Mama, they're the best.
You don't need a sheepskin from Harvard to see the apple doesn't fall very far from the tree.
Me, I like a guy who'll scratch my back.
Try a little lower.
Scratch my back.
The apple doesn't fall very far from the tree.
For 9 months, at least, I was never ignored.
Oh, for 9 months, I gave you free room and board.
Your tops, Mom.
Thanks. I know I shouldn't say this.
Oh, be my guest.
We're not so very different.
Now I'm real depressed. Well, you open a tea bag that's gonna be tea.
You open a pea pot and guess what?
What?
A pea.
And the apple doesn't fall.
Liza Minnelli and Cheetah Rivera have more in common than they might have originally thought in Kander and Ebb's 1984 show, The Rink, with The Apple Doesn't Fall. That one was from our vinyl vault. Before that, Beatrice Lilly's mother's advice was kind of so-so in Mother Told Me So. That was from the 1932 show Flying Colors by Arthur Schwartz and Howard Dietz. And we started out with a lament from Leah Michelle and friends about mamas being not so helpful in Duncan Sheik and Stephen Sater's Spring Awakening from 2006. Now, that track from The Rink is great fun, and Liza and Cheetah were both nominated for the Best Actress Tony. It went to Cheetah. But some critics were kind of meh about Kander and Ebb's 10th collaboration. There's a nod to The Rink in our next number from Title of Show, a 2008 meta-musical about writing a musical.
We can either follow our instinct or take advice from every joker. We can either be distinct or wind up merely mediocre. But not me, not me. When we set out to write this musical, we said we'd write a show that we wanna see. We knew we'd never please everyone. Remember that day at Christides, you said to me, you said to me, I'd rather be 9 people's favorite thing than 100 people's 9th favorite thing. 9 people's favorite thing than 100 people's 9th favorite thing.
Yeah, you're right, Jeffy, let's not compromise. Let's keep making something we've never seen. A risk was taken with On the Town, and look what happened. Betty and Adolph burst onto the scene.
A shout out to Comden and Green. And when Bach and Harnick were writing Tenderloin, they were taking a risk to write a show about. When Kander and Ebb were working on The Rink, I'd like to think at some point John looked at Fred and said, I'd rather be 9 people's favorite thing than 100 people's 9th favorite thing. 9 people's favorite thing than 100 people's 9th favorite thing.
When you handed me the first draft of the show, I'll admit I was a little bit, what the f***? But I'm not giving up on you guys until all of us have learned to knit on the bus and truck. On the bus and truck. And who says 4 chairs and a keyboard can't make a musical? We're enough with only that keyboard. We're okay with only 4 chairs. We'll be fine with only 4 chairs. We'll rock hard with only 4 chairs.
I am 8 years old in Ohio. It is time for the annual church bazaar. There is a cake baking contest. I am going to be the big star. But I don't want to make a German chocolate, and a 7-layer I'll never complete. So I show up with pride this morning with a tray of Rice Krispie treats. And they try to push them aside, say that they are too strange to compete. And sure, most of the judges award the red velvet. But one picks the Rice Krispie treats. Let our show be the Rice Krispie treat. I'd rather be 9 people's favorite thing than 100 people's 9th favorite thing. 9 people's favorite thing than 100 people's 9th favorite thing. Those 9 people will tell 9 people, then we'll have 18 people loving the show. Then 18 people could grow into 525,600 people, all loving our show.
Maybe someday, if we're lucky enough, we'll all be in a studio recording the show.
And 10 years from now, when we play the cast album, this track on the CD will remind us why we'd rather be 9
people's favorite thing
than 100
people's 9th favorite thing.
9 people's favorite thing than 100 people's 9th people's favorite thing.
So the decision's made.
night and we're on our way, and we may lose or maybe we might be nine people's favorite thing.
Nine people's favorite when we open tonight. Tonight.
You know, I love that sentiment. Let our show be the Rice Krispie treat. Songwriter Jeff Bowen, with Hunter Bell, Susan Blackwell, and Heidi Blickenstaff, they'd rather be nine people's favorite thing than 100 people's ninth favorite thing. Did you catch that reference to The Rink? There have to be more than nine people who love that show. Time now for our 11 o'clock number, the big doozy before the finale, and we have a great one tonight. It's from On the 20th Century, a 1978 musical by Betty Comden, Adolph Green, and Cy Coleman. The show is a farce about a desperate Broadway producer who has absolutely had it with everything and everyone and is going to do himself in, but first he will leave his legacy. Spoiler alert, it's a musical comedy, not Hedda Gabler. He turns out just fine.
You may feel bad for a while, but it's better far this way. For I am much too good a showman to dwindle like a snowman melting down one sunny day. My office once overflowed with celebrities galore. I ruled Broadway like a king, but now what lies in store? Oh, boys, can't you see it? Oh, God, I can see a lonely shuffling figure haunting Schubert Alley. It's Crazy Oscar, hear them cry. Get Officer O'Malley. I meant no harm. Please help me up. Where are my pencils? Where my cup? Oh, thank you, lad. I'll move along. Pencils! Pencils! Who buy my pencils? Crazy Oscar's song. You wouldn't want to see me that way. Boys, I know when I've had my day. My story ends. The drama's through. I leave my worldly possessions to you I leave my cape and my fedora, to you I leave my mustache wax, to you I leave an ostrich fan from Floridora, to you I leave my unpaid income tax, to you I leave my bust of Henry Irving, to you I leave my headache pills, to you my set of Theodore Dreiser, my portrait of the Kaiser, and a 10-foot stack of unpaid bills. And when you hear a lonely whistle blowing some future time while riding through the night, could be that whistle is your dear departed Oscar calling, boys, let's meet at Luke's house for a bite. To you I leave my Japanese kimono, to you I leave my cane and spats, to you I leave a worn-out record of Ramona, to you I leave my gravy-stained cravats, to you I leave my letters to the critics, to you I leave a large false note, my bowl of red wax cherries, a wig of Ellen Terry's, and some ticket stubs from Amy's Irish Rose. Boys, dry your eyes. I don't want to see you weeping. I want smiles. and pride in the memories of your association with me. And someday, in the future, when you're feeling low, I want you to go to your closet, and when you open that closet door, take out my cape and take out my fedora and put them on and think of me and call to mind my charismatic aura and the legacy I left.
John Cullum left us the legacy of that incredible star turn from On the 20th Century and snagged a Best Actor Tony for himself along the way. We'll end the show now the way we began, with the finale from The Fantastics.
Deep in December, it's nice to remember, although you know the snow will follow. Deep in December, it's nice to remember, without deep in December, it's nice to remember the fire of September that made us mellow. Deep in December, our hearts should remember and follow.
Jerry Orbach and the cast of The Fantastics brought us the finale to that astoundingly long-running show, the reprise of Try to Remember. The curtain falls, the crowd goes wild, and we come to the end of another episode of Show Tunes with Kate Botello. That's me. Michael Culler produced the show. Sally Isley is our executive producer. Don't forget to vote for your favorite Mama Rose. Send an email to ipr@interlochen.org. Leave your vote on our comment line at 231-276-4444 or take the poll on our website. This is Interlochen Public Radio. See you in the aisles.